is a shtigl gemara, a famous shtigl gemara, Masechta Yuma, where the gemara zogt, what is tshuva gemura? There's tshuva shein gemura, and there's tshuva gemura, and the gemara zogt. Tshuva gemura means that he got into the exact same nisayon a second time. Ba'isa isha, ba'isa mokam, and he's still aimed in the same time, in the same cheshik, and it was pirish v'lo yasa. The first time he was nichshol, the second time he was perish. That's the shtigl gemara in Yuma, and Rabbi Yehuda makes the point that what happens if you didn't have that opportunity? A person's zichri cannot put himself in the nesoyin and go be misavav that he should meet up with that isha. A person not allowed to put himself in the nesoyin. It's only bizdamaloi. So if it wasn't bizdamaloi, what should the person do? How does he get to tshuva gemura? Zokta ben Yehuda, this is in Ikir Yutes, in Shara Tshuva and Shara Ikrim. He says that you don't have to have the b'poil. As long as he's moisef enough, Yira Shemayim in him, that the Rabbi Shem who created him, and Yudea Talumas knows that if the Nesoyin would chance upon him, he would be oimed, he has enough Yira Shemayim, enough going pachad miroi to be pirish. He'd be pirish, that's enough. Doesn't have to have him be poil mamish. Then he's already tshuva gemura. So what's tshuva sheini gemura? That if it happens, I'm going to be nichshol. So where's the Kabbalah bo? I mean, he made a Kabbalah bo that I'm not going to do this again. So what? But if it happens again, I'm going to be nichshol. I mean, what kind of Kabbalah is that? The Tekas is the Kabbalah above, that's Ma'akim and Shuvah, means I'm never going to go step into the Medina where that woman is. I'm never going to go. I'm going to do everything to avoid the Nesoyin. That's called he'll never be Nechshol again. That's enough. But we're talking about in Yizdam and Akash Boch, who can be Mazmin him in Nesoyin like he was Mazmin to Avraham Avinu and Akedah. He Mazmin to him in Nesoyin that it was Damanloi. To be able to be Pirish, to have enough Yerushmaim, even if it doesn't happen, that's Madrigal Yoyim and Atshuva, that's Madgaz Ad Kisi HaKovet. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says over there. Now, the problem is, this makes a lot of sense, Rabbi Yehuda. The problem is that the Rambam, in the beginning of Perek Beis Milchas Tshuva, is Mashma, that you need to have it Bepoil Mamish, that is Zoyim. And only if it happens to the person that is pirish v'loy also b'bnei ha'tshuva, only then is he b'madrigal the initial tshuva. But this that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows that if he has enough yirah shemayim that he would pirish if it would happen, that's not enough. It has to happen b'poyel mamish. And this Rambam needs a pshat because the svar is very clear. Why is there anything missing in his tshuva once he's already holding him by such a madrigal that he would be pirish? He has enough Yerushmaim, he was Moisif Yerushmaim, and Nafshe Yoim Yoim, got through such a madriga. What exactly is achieved with the Bepoil Mamish? This is the problem that how to explain the Shittas Rambam. And the way to explain this is the Shteltzu was stated in Rambam in Perek Hemil Sisayi Atayro. The Rambam over there discusses, that's the perek that I'm devoted to the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem and the love of Chil Hashem. And Chazal tell us Kiddush Hashem is Episkimo Chamuris, Chil Hashem if he was over Valinerag. But the Rambam makes the point that the Pashe Dahukro means something else. Benigdashi B'Seir B'nei Yisrael or Valoy Sechalu means something else. The Rambam is mechadish a concept that there's such a thing which is bechefta a maisa chil, and there's such a thing which is bechefta maisa kiddush. He says kol ha'oisa mitzvah loy mipnei dova ba'olam loy levakish kovid loy levakish gedula ela mipnei ha'boirei ha'rei zeh kiddush Hashem. If he did it b'tzina, it's a kiddush Hashem b'tzina. If he did it b'fahesi, it's a kiddush Hashem b'raham. A person does a subjugation to the Rebbeinu Shem's authority. That is Bechefze Kiddush Hashem. B'chol ha'is ha'aveira. Not because he had a taiva for it. B'yod Roma, b'shot nefesh, v'hachis. He does a ma'isa begida, ma'isa hamro. That is b'chevta achil Hashem. That's the pasha that we call v'nei dashi b'seich b'nei yisrael v'lo yisachal. And that's mishkachas l'afil b'yachid. If he does it, the Rabbim, if you do a begida to the melech in front of all his avodim, that's avad even a bigger begida. That's a chaymer in it. But the concept of kiddush Hashem achil Hashem is mishkachas l'afil b'yachid. That's the Rambam is fantastic. I'm told what it means. Kiddush Hashem and Chil Hashem. The imperkei. So at this point, I had help from Rabbi Eisenstein. So he said. So now, the first time that this person had the nisayon, when he was nichshel, the oisish before he did the tshuva, when the Rambam was mamti him the nisayon, what did the Rambam want him to do? What was the mandate on him? What was expected of him? He was expected to be Mekadosh in Shemayim. He was expected to be Oisim Mitzvah or be Peirish Man Aveira. The Rambam over there says, Kol Oisim Mitzvah, Oi Peirish Man Aveira. Loim Ibn Dabba Boy. And he shtel tzuk him in the Yisi Yisif HaTzadik Atzmoy Meishas Rabbi. A person is Bechadri Chador. Nobody knows what he's doing. Loi Lubakish Kovah, Loi Lubakish Gedullah. Noam Ibn Aveira. That's a ma'isa kiddush Hashem. So when the Rebbe was mesav him the story the first time, what the Rebbe wanted from him was that kiddush Hashem to be payish. At nirshigim, so loy mi boy didn't do the kiddush Hashem. He didn't do a chil Hashem because he did ma'am mustavos. He didn't do b'shot nafsh, but he did znos. Now we did chuvatak. And now noitzin nafsh yeda that if yovil yodik can esoyin azeh a second time he would taka. Not be nichshel, but we used to kiddush Hashem though. Until it happens b'poel mamish a second time, b'mitzias, the tikkun of the aveira is not nichshel. There's something still missing. In the Shemayim, they wanted from him a kiddush Hashem, and he's not. He didn't do it. So ba'isi yishem ba'isem avram. If it happens, that's when it's mesuk in the aveira and ganzen, and that's when he's about to be more. This is the Mahalach in the Shittas Rambam. But if this is such a Gleich Hasvara, so what's the Pshat on Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda is caught saying that it's enough that Noitzin Nafshi Hu Yehuda She'im Yovel Liyodai. But what's with the Kiddush Hashem L'Chil Hashem? The answer to this is because it seems as though you say this thing, Machlokes is Rambam and Rabbi Yehuda. What is Pshat in that Gemara and Kedushin? Gemara and Kedushin state, Yoshev Odom v'lo Yov Aveira Noisen L'Yitzchak Oisem Mitzvah. A person has an Esoyin, and Esoyin is Peirish, gets a Schak Oisem Mitzvah. It looks like it's posher to all Rishayim that there's no Schak for not doing the Aveira. The Schak is for the Mitzvah of not doing the Aveira. What Mitzvah did you do? Zok the Rambam was just telling you, was saying the mitzvah is Kiddush Hashem. Rabbi Yehuda in Shari Tshuva says the mitzvah is V'yoreisim Elikecha. It's not the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. He assumes that it's the mitzvah V'yoreisim Elikecha. So that means to say that L'das Rabbi Yehuda, what the Rabbi Yehuda wanted from him at the time he presented him in the story was the mitzvah of Yerushalayim. So if he's Moisiv Yerushalayim b'nafshe yoyim yoyim, and it gets to a point that he has enough Yerushalayim that im yovri nisoyin over again, he'd be perish. That's enough. He's be madrigal yenu min atshuva right there. No, that's the Rambam that the Yoshev Odom lo yav aveira nosh nischak he's a mitzvah, the mitzvah kiddush Hashem. It's not farting. What's interesting is if you look in Rabbi Yehuda the Mishnah Ovis, the Mishnah says over there, kol amachal shem shemayim b'seisa. The Froim Emeda Begoli. Rabbi Yehuda over there in the Mishnah asks, what does it mean to be Michal Shem Shemayim B'Seisa? What does it mean? He says, B'chol Mokom B'Talmud, Chil Hashem is always B'Fahesia. You're making Chil Hashem means you're influencing people in the wrong direction. You're being Mavish Reach HaTorah Uchidayma B'Eini Acherim. What does it mean B'Seisa? So that's where you see he does not believe what the Rambam says, that there's such a thing which is B'Chepta Ma'isa Chil Hashem. He doesn't believe that. So he couldn't learn Yoshev Adam v'lo yav aveira noisn l'ischak oisim mitzvah means kiddush Hashem. He had to learn that it means taki v'yoreisim l'kecha. So right there, when you moisiv yirushimayim enough that nitz and nafshi yeda that you'd be payrish. But Shaini, you know, that's a Rambam that it's talking about the Kiddush Hashem. So where is that Kiddush Hashem? It's not nishlam until it's mekadosh yishimayim. This is the Chayyim's quote.